Kalkadosh, we are going to continue with the halachot of Kiddush on Shabbat morning or on Shabbat night. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Resh Ayin Aleph says, and Sif Yod, Mekadesh al kos male yain shelo yepagum. We are going to make a Kiddush on a full cup which is not pagum, which means that nobody drank before it from hand, from the cup. And it has the exact same basic requirements for anything that we need for the cup of Birkat HaMazon. And now he gets into the part, because those are the halachot of mitzad, the cup. So the Mishnah Berurah already explains that it can't be kapagum, nobody could have drank it, you need a full cup. But these are the another halachot with regards to Ilchot Shabbat. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ve'omer v'ichulu me'umad. We say the Yom HaShishi v'ichulu HaShemayim V'aretz, standing up. And afterwards we say Borei Pri HaGefen, and afterwards the Kiddush. The Rama brings down that you could stand for Kiddush, but technically speaking, it is better to sit. And therefore they have the minhag of sitting even through the Vaychulu. Just at the beginning, the Ashkenazim will stand, because since they say Yom HaShishi V'Chulu HaShemayim, and the first letters of Yom HaShishi V'Chulu HaShemayim is an acronym for Yud Ke Vav Ke, the name of Hashem. So that's why they just stand for the first pasuk, as if to say. And then immediately afterwards, they would come and they would sit down. That was the minhag brought down in the Rama. Obviously, our minhag, as is quoted here in the Ish Matzliach, which the minhag of the Arizal HaKadosh, the Kaf HaChaim, and the Rav Ovadia and Yechavedat, is like Shita Maranda, we always say it, standing up. And there's even more than that, is it's actually brought down that according to the Arizal HaKadosh, everything has to be done standing up during the nighttime on Pia Kabbalah. Just the drinking of the cup itself, we drink sitting down. And he said, that is not a Pia Kabbalah, that's actually Milchot Derech Eretz. Because it's brought down in the Gemara Mesech Gitin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. There are three things which are actually bad for a person. And one of them is drinking standing up. So this is what's brought down on the Ben Ish Chai and the Chazon Ovadia. So he says, there it's brought down Masechet Derech Eretz Suta, that's only for Tamir Chacham. He says, no, it applies to every single person, as brought down already in the Kaf HaChaim. But now, very interesting is the Knesset HaGdola. The Knesset HaGdola says, what is the reason why on Kiddush we say it standing up, and in Havdalah we say it sitting down? So says the Knesset HaGdola that in Kiddush we're standing up for the Kavod of the Melech, that we're starting to say Kiddush. But in Avdalah, we sit down, because in order to come and to exempt every single other person in Havdalah, we have to say it sitting down. And sitting down, it's called that we have kviut. It's called as if to say that it's a kviut of theirs. So he says, it's a fixed siudah. So he says, however, by kiddush, we don't need the kviut, because since anyway we're doing kiddush bimkom siudah, and it's considered kviut because of Kiddush Bimkom Suda. So we don't need anything else. Now, the minhag is to say also Vaychulu by heart. And even though usually the Gemaran Gittin says, as brought on Shulchan Aruch Siman Memtet, that we're not allowed to say anything which is written in the Torah by heart, Bet Yosef brings down already a few different reasons. It's like Parashat HaTamim, that since we're accustomed to always saying it, so the same halacha applies, that even though it's Torah, and Torah usually you're not allowed to say by heart, here you're allowed to come and you're allowed to say it by heart, the Yom HaShishi V'Chulu HaShemayim, the entire verses. The Rama brings down also, when you start the Kiddush, you're supposed to look at the Nerot, you're supposed to look at the two candles, and during the Kiddush in itself, you're looking at the Kosav Beracha. So here it's actually brought down on the Chesel Alafim, that when you say Vaychulu standing up, you're supposed to look at the candles, and when you're saying the Kiddush, you look inside the actual cup in itself. And the Kaf HaChaim Falache actually brought this down, and the Ben Ish Chai says, is that you, according to the Arizal HaKadosh, you're supposed to look at the candles immediately when you get into the house. And even if you did light seven candles, according to the Kabbalah, you would only look at two candles, which one is Keneged Zachor and one is Keneged Shamor. And the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down something interesting. He says that this is a segula for the refuah for the eyes, meaning that when a person walks big steps, it takes away 1/500th of his eyesight, and therefore by looking at the candles, it's actually going to fix it. However, though, right, if you remember, we once brought down, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the name of the Arizal HaKadosh or the name of Marshar or someone, that the reason why this actually fixes it is because the numerical value of Ner is 250. Resh is 200, Nun is 50, and therefore if you're going to look at the two Ners, the two candles of the Shabbat, so it comes out to 500, which that's going to fix the 1/500th of taking away of the eyesight if a person walks very big steps. So there is an importance of looking at the candles of Shabbat when you're saying the Yom HaShishi, and once you start the Beracha part or Savri Meranan, and you're going to start saying the Bura Priya Gefen, you start looking at the course of Beracha, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down, because whenever you're making a Beracha on the course of Beracha, you have to look at it in order to not to be Misiach Da'at, not to take your mind off of the course of Beracha. Have a wonderful day.